So, hello everybody. My name's Isaac Samuels and I'm working with TLAP and I'm a member of the National Co-Production Advisory Group. I'm delighted to be here today to talk to you about personalisation and particularly personalisation within mental health context. I'm here with my colleague. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Certainly. I'm Kate Linsky and I am the Mental Health Programme Lead at the National Development Team for Inclusion.
So today we're going to talk about mental health and personalisation. We had an event recently and at that event there were some wonderful presentations by people that demonstrated the importance of personalisation around mental health support needs. Kate, would you tell us about the event?
Yeah, it was. What's been great about it was being asked to write the report that we've got coming out about it, making it real for personalisation in mental health, because we can go into more of the detail there. But there were three organisations from the voluntary and community sector who were really showing how you could weave together recovery, co-production and peer support to make a positive difference to people's lives. Those organisations are Bridge Support, who are based down in Greenwich. They've set up a recovery college in a community setting, which is unusual. There's Rethink, who as a national organisation most people will already know, but they were talking about a particular project that they'd done with young people, which was around co-producing with young people for them to become young ambassadors and themselves, having experienced mental health difficulties, that they would go into other areas like schools to be able to talk about it from their lived experience perspective. And there was also Self Help, which was this great organisation from the Northwest who are using peer support in different ways to help people along the recovery journey at a time and place that suits them.
So Kate, why do you feel this report's important and how can it support the personalisation agenda around mental health?
I think it's looking at those examples to show that actually all organisations can look to be making a difference to people's lives. The bit I was really struck about at the conference was when you talked about your experience of personalisation and the fact that, you know, you had been engaged with mental health services for nearly 20 years, but of the mental health professionals you were working with, nobody knew about your partner, your four dogs, the lovely house that you've got, none of the stuff that was actually important to you. And that some of that is, it feels as if, as Andy Bell was describing it, how somebody's mental health condition kind of overshadows other parts about their life. He was talking really about how, you know, the difference in life expectancy, where people can be looking at 15 to 20 years shorter life expectancy if they have a, you know, severe mental health condition. 3.7 times higher premature mortality, you know, up to three times more likely to have diabetes, twice as likely to have heart disease. And the really thing that stuck out for me was, you know, him saying that people were, you know, as likely to get cancer, but more likely to die from it. And there's something around the fact that people are not being part of good conversations, that the focus is on the mental health condition, which leaves the rest of the person out of that. And actually some of the policy drivers that there are now, you know, are really important around the drive towards personalised care within the NHS. So we're looking at the NHS and the long-term plan, looking at personalised care, looking at the transformation that is needed for that policy to be delivered within 5 years. And also looking at personal health budgets. All of those things are really important vehicles, but it's got to start with good conversations and getting to know the person.
So Kate, as someone that accesses mental health services and systems and has mental health support, it's often a challenge to get professionals to understand the person beyond sort of the kind of challenges they might have around their mental health, so the symptoms. Making it real is something that has been co-produced and really does support people being at the centre of conversations, particularly around kind of information, advice and guidance, but also around care and support planning. The report that you've produced, do you feel that people will be able to use it to support the wider agenda around personalisation?
Definitely, because you know, that was one of the things that was presented on and that we've included as a recommendation, because I think making it real is a good place to start for anybody wherever they are in the system, and it's about everybody doing their own bit to make a difference to people's lives.
If you had a take-home message around mental health and personalisation, what would that be?
It would be to talk to the person that you are working with, is to get to know them, what's important to them. I think it's when you start looking about how recovery happens, everybody has an individual journey. And unless you know that individual, how are you going to help them on that journey? And that the role of peer support and co-production as part of that is really key. And one of the things is, in the report, we've been able to provide more links for that sort of good practice that hopefully will make a difference and inspire others to lead to change.
Thank you very much for your time. So please do find us on the TLAC website and look for the resource. We're also on Twitter, and please follow our podcast. Thank you, and I wish you all a very happy day. Kate, would you like to say goodbye?
Thank you. It's great to be here.